We're very pleased to continue our study in 2 Samuel. We're in the 23rd chapter, the latter part of that chapter. And in this portion of the passage, we've had some names given of the great men who followed David. The 8th verse says, "These be the names of the mighty men whom David had." And we, in the last lesson, studied about 6 of those mighty men. One group of 3 that had the predominance in place of honor, then another second group of 3 that didn't quite achieve the honor as the first 3 had. Now we're going to have the remaining 31 of those men, making a total of 37 in all, beginning with the 24th verse. Now we're not going to read the names of these men listed from verses 24 through 39, but we'd just like to make a few remarks about them. They are men who had given great service to David. They here receive a place of honor by being named and listed among those that were great servants of David. They seem to have gotten their surname from the place that they were from, and we notice that they were from all parts of the nation. David had followers that were distributed over many parts of the nation of Israel. They weren't all just from his own tribe. The first man named in verse 24, Asahel, the brother of Joab, was one of the 30. He was slain by Abner in the first part of David's reign. Nevertheless, he is remembered and added to the list. The second man, Elhanan, was a brother to one of the first 3 that were named. So we see that this family had 2 sons that attained this high honor of being placed on this list of great men. One outstanding thing about this list is that the Joab's name is not found here listed among the honorable men. It was either because, one, Joab was so highly known, so well recognized, had so much honor and so much glory already that he didn't need to be named here. It would just went without having to be mentioned that Joab would be listed as an honorable person. Or it could be that because of the evil deeds of Joab, that his name was purposely left off for that reason. He killed Abner. He killed Absalom. He had, by killing those men that David didn't want him to kill, he had canceled out the honor that he might get by killing the enemies of Israel. And so this may be the reason that his name is not listed, but it is very notable that his name is absent from the list. Another thing we'd like to note here is that Uriah the Hittite is named very last. Now, here was a man who was very dedicated to his country. He gave his life in the service of his country. Yet, because he was involved in the sin of David, it brought about shameful memories to David just to have his name mentioned, no doubt. Nevertheless, he is put on the list, and it may be that he's last on the list because of these bad memories that go with his name, as it reminds all of the sin of David. Nevertheless, he's here, the last of the 37 men that are listed in verse 39. We'd like to note here that we, as followers of the Son of David, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, we too have an opportunity to have our name added to his list of worthies. Our names can be written in the Lamb's Book of Life. We can be listed among those who've given valiant and courageous service, listed among those who've been faithful to the kingdom, yet we also have been faithful to our God. And so we look forward then to having another list upon which our names are going to be written as we then serve the Son of David, Jesus Christ, our Savior. So we bring this 23rd chapter to a close, and now we're ready to begin chapter 24 of 2 Samuel.